The Democrats are screaming foul play today. Investigations into funding coming their way. They frame it as an attack, a targeted strike against powerful women, or something like. Meanwhile, they're pivoting, changing their stance, dropping cultural pandering, taking a chance. The Latino voters they courted before are yesterday's news as they head for the door. Grand Platinum's the nominee up in Maine, facing Trump's wrath on the political plane. Susan Collins sits waiting, the battle begins, while everyone wonders who actually wins. It's the plea-deal waltz, step light on the floor. The death penalty's off, not needed no more. Justice gets bargained, the system's for sale, while politicians pretend that they just might not fail. The University of Florida picks someone new, a president who knows exactly what to do, embracing diversity in Donald too. A feat of gymnastics, I swear it's true. The intellectual somersaults, gold medal grade. Whatever you believe, he's got it made. The NBA finals are rating quite well. They welcome Trump and ring the bell. Silence the messaging, open the door, proving that cash is what matters for sure. But here's the thing. In a world of plea deals and political turns, fictional mobsters, the lesson one learns. Sopranos ended over a decade ago, yet fans keep analyzing the final show. Elizabeth Hurley in yellow so bright, defying the years and the bikini light, while real life crumbles and systems decay. At least Tony's family is still okay. Ipswich High School, lacrosse team dreams. A photograph ended it, or so it seems. Fake cigars in the picture, that's all it took. That championship gun closed like a book. The Inquisition would nod with pride at punishments that the school applied. In a world of nonsense, we'd carry on until the last satirical verse is gone. It's the plea-deal waltz. Step light on the floor. Death penalty's off, not needed no more. Justice gets bargained, the system's for sale, while politicians pretend that they just might not fail. Keep dancing. Keep dancing. Screaming foul play today. Investigations and defunding come in their way. They frame it as an attack, a targeted strike against powerful women or something like. Meanwhile, they're pivoting, changing their stance, dropping cultural pandering, taking a chance. The Latino voters they courted before yesterday's news as they head for the door. Grand Platinum's the nominee up in Maine, facing Trump's wrath on the political plane. Susan Collins is waiting, the battle begins, while everyone wonders who actually wins. It's the big deal, won't step lie on the floor. The death penalty's off, not needed no more. Justice gets bargained, the system's for sale, while politicians pretend that they just might not fail. Dun dun dun. city of Florida picked someone new. A president who knows exactly what to do. Embrace diversity and dawn too. A feat of gymnastics, I swear it's true. The intellectual somersaults, gold medal grade. Whatever you believe, he's the god it made. The NBA finals are rating quite well. They don't welcome Trump, can ring the bell. Silence the messaging, open the door. Proving that cash is what matters for sure. But here's the thing, in a world of plea deals and political terms, fictional monsters, the lesson one learns. The Sopranos ended over a decade ago, yet fans keep analyzing the final show. Elizabeth Hurley, yellow so bright, the final years in the bikini light. All real life crumbles and systems decay. At least Tony's family is still okay. Ipswich High School across teen dreams, the photograph ended the dump, so it seems. And picked, and that's all it took. The championship gone closed like a book. The inquest and the look. The Democrats were screaming foul play today.